This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back, everybody, to The Grace Curley Show. It is Wednesday. We are halfway through the week. If you're Joe Biden, you're just back from vacation. There's nothing like starting off the week on a Wednesday. You know, you don't even have to climb up the hill. You just start and you're already looking down the hill. It must be a good feeling.
Well, he's on vacation again on Friday, so.
Yeah, this is a little vacation from his vacation until he goes back to his vacation. I'm not gonna pretend I'm not a little jealous, although I do have a day off coming up, so I'm gonna feel like Joe Biden for a day.
This was basically driving past the office thinking, all right, well, I get some time to check an email. Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me run upstairs.
And then
okay,
clocking in and then clocking in as if you were there for 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden is back, and what's he going to do when he comes back? Of course, he's going to spend all of your money. Why not? Let's send a couple billion to Ukraine. Let's cancel some student loan debt. Open up your wallets, everybody. Joe Biden's back in the office. It's going to be an expensive day of having Joe Biden as president, but that's not all. We have Libby Emmons joining the show at 1 o'clock. She's going to talk to us about this issue and also a lot of the sound that we got yesterday from Dr. Fauci. His farewell tour is just revving up. I was right about this one, Jared. This announcement gives him, you know what it kind of reminds me of? It's like if you tell when a celebrity announces a pregnancy and it's very early on in the pregnancy, it feels like they're pregnant for 3 years. If you announce your retirement a few months before you really retire, we're in for a long... He's like the girl who has the birthday month, you know, instead of the birthday. Every day is going to be a new kind of goodbye. But yesterday, what he did was he went on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, and he said a few things that rubbed people the wrong way. And we're going to get into that with Libby Emmons. On the very, very positive side of things, this will make everyone happy out there. No Bennifer updates from me today. I'm taking the day off from updating you on the many, many weddings of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. I don't have anything to add to the conversation as of right now. That could change. But you're off the hook for today.
You're white, then you've been Affleck.
Plus, we have a few housekeeping updates for you. We do have a new text line. So rather than texting Curly to 63566, listen up here. You're going to text Curly to 617-213-1066. I know, it's just a little bit longer. 617-213-1066. Start the text with the word Curly, and then you'll be entered into the text line. I love getting your text messages. I read them during all the breaks. So please do not abandon ship. I'll give you that number a couple times throughout the show. And one more housekeeping update before we get into what everyone is talking about today. There's a very exciting thing happening on Howie's show at 6 o'clock. The lieutenant governor debate will be at 6 o'clock during the Howie Carr show. Howie will be moderating. He will be the Chris Wallace of the debate today. And no, he'll do a better job than Chuck Wallace. But he will be moderating the lieutenant governor debate. So do not miss that at 6 o'clock on the Howie Carr radio network. Now, let's get to the big story of the day. What everyone is talking about. Some people are celebrating. Most people are angry. And we want to hear from you. You guessed it. Student loan. And I like using the unicorn term. I like using the sugar-coated terminology that the left uses because I find it so laughable. And whenever I say it, I do say it in the Howie Carr voice. Like, it's not student loan forgiveness. It's student loan forgiveness. It's so wonderful. What's not to love? And if you oppose it, it's not that you oppose, you know, transferring someone's debt to somebody else who didn't acquire it or didn't take it on. It's that you oppose forgiveness. And that's cruel. Like, why would you oppose people having their student loan debt forgiven? It makes you seem like a terrible person. Again, this is a theme of the Grace Curley Show. The left is great at controlling the language. And when you control the language, you control the narrative, and you control the truth in whatever way you see it. So this whole idea of student loan forgiveness is pretty amazing. But I'm going to put my own twist on it and say student loan redistribution. Because it's not just getting canceled. It's got to go somewhere. You know, it's like cleaning your room and then stuffing everything into the closet. It looks clean, but someone has to open that closet and they're going to have a vacuum falling right on their head. This stuff is getting pushed somewhere. And if you're listening to this show right now and you're saying, yeah, but Grace, where is it getting pushed? Do you have a mirror? If you have a mirror, check it out and report back to us. Joe Biden is floating the idea. He's leaning into this idea of canceling $10,000 of student loan debt for most people, $20,000 for some people when it comes to Pell Grants, but $10,000 for the average person who makes less than $125,000 a year or $250,000 in a household, like a couple. There's a lot to this, though. So I want to read a couple of points from USA Today before I get into how I feel about this. And of course, you are welcome to call in. The first hour is really going to be an opportunity for you to weigh in, to hear from the callers, to hear from people, and to find out what you think of this. I have this hunch that most listeners are not going to be thrilled at this idea. The number has not changed. 844-500-4242. So this is from USA Today. The White House is considering, and they're not going to, this is what's happening. He's announcing this at 2:15. And I love how they first put it out on CNN, like, oh, leaked sources say this is what Joe Biden's thinking of doing. Can you say trial balloon? Well, I guess it went over well on Twitter, so they decided we're doing it. And I was told a few months ago by Nancy Pelosi that Joe Biden did not have this power to cancel student loan debt. So I guess Nancy Pelosi was wrong. She's wrong once a year, and she has officially used up her one mistake. She's wrong on that. So this is from USA Today.
That question was a setup.
Yeah, she was set up. Somebody find that hairdresser. This is from USA Today. The White House is considering. The White House has zeroed in on a plan that would cancel $10,000 in student loan debt per eligible borrower, according to sources, matching a figure Biden campaigned on. The White House has also discussed expanding relief beyond $10,000 for borrowers who meet certain criteria and Pell Grant recipients. The debt cancellation will be limited to borrowers with family incomes of $125,000 or less. More than 43 million people have federal student loan debt. Now, I do want to read you a few interesting stats that different studies have come out with. According to an analysis of Biden's plan from the University of Pennsylvania out on Tuesday, such a wide-ranging bailout will come with a price tag of $300 to $980 billion for American taxpayers. And furthermore, this is the real kicker. The university calculated, they crunched the numbers, crunch, crunch, that between 69 and 73% of the debt forgiven accrues to households in the top 60% of the income distribution. Now, according to Brookings, the highest income 40% of households, those with incomes above $74,000, owe almost 60% of the outstanding debt and make almost three quarters of the payments. So, in other words, this is going to benefit the rich that we are always told we're supposed to be taxing.
For God's sake, pay your fair share, for damn it.
Pay their fair share. You have to pay their fair share. Now, the part of this I find amusing, and I understand how serious this is. I understand the principle drives people insane. Trust me, I was on the phone with people this morning who paid off their kids' student loans. I was on the phone with people who paid off their own student loans, who took out second jobs. I've heard it all. And I want to keep hearing it. I want to hear it now on the air from all of you. But the one part of this that I do find pretty funny is it's that the only people who are going to be more angry about this than those who paid off their loans or didn't take out debt that they couldn't afford or couldn't pay back, the only people who are going to be more angry are the progressives who are going to balk at the idea of $10,000. And they're going to tell Biden that he should be doing more. And this isn't enough. And this is just the beginning. And you told us we thought we'd get more. What are we supposed to do with this? This isn't going to make a dent. And that's something I'm looking forward to, because there's nothing better than a guy who makes a terrible decision, which Joe Biden has his fair share of terrible decisions, but he makes a terrible decision and then he wins no one over in the process. Like, he makes this boneheaded decision and people who paid off their loans are going to be ticked off, and people who thought he was going to cancel all of their loans are going to be offended. I mean, you have to remember the progressives. They will not just be unhappy with $10,000. They will be offended at the suggestion. They will be like, $10,000. What am I supposed to do with that? You can't be serious. So he's going to get it from both sides. And another issue, there's so many parts of this that we're going to break down. There's the idea of, where does this end? What about, you know, people taking out future student loans? Will people pay off anything if they think the government is going to erase it in the future? And also, another big part of this is, why limit this to student debt? I mean, what about mortgages? What about credit card debt? What about healthcare debt? What about, you know, all these things? There's so many questions, but I want to zero in on something that really spoke to me. And that was a clip. It's an old clip from 2020. I don't want to play it yet. We're going to save it for the other side. But there's this dad who's talking to Elizabeth Warren. I'm sure most of you have seen it by now. And he says, you know, I paid off my child's school and my neighbor didn't. He bought cars. He went on vacation and I paid this off. So am I going to get my money back? And she says, of course not. Of course not. And then he said something that really struck me. He said, you're laughing at us. You're laughing at us. And this is something that the Democrats do that I think has been wearing on people for decades. And that's, they make people feel foolish. They make people feel like suckers. And do not underestimate how much people hate feeling like suckers. No one likes to be made to feel a fool. And that's exactly what's happening here. It's demeaning, it's demoralizing, and it wears on people. And it gets people motivated. So yeah, are the people who got $10,000 taken off their student loan debt, are those progressives, those malcontents, those stick their feet in cement blocks people outside of Starbucks, are they going to be happy? Hell no. They're not going to be happy. They're going to keep whining. They're going to keep doing the low energy chants outside of congressional baseball games. But you know who's going to be even more motivated? Are the people who do the right thing, who've been made to feel foolish for far too long. 844-500-4242. See you on the lines. We're taking all your calls for this first hour. Do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. He's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Yes, we do have the dash cam footage of America's favorite bon vivant stumbling outside of his car.
You know who I am.
Paul Pelosi says he's a high profile person when he's pulled over. And we're going to talk about this, but I just wanted to throw something in there. They have him do the sidewalk Olympics. You know, he's leaning on the car. He can barely stand up. It was way worse than I had even expected. And it made me think, I've never heard of a situation. Like, I have to assume that if you're getting asked to get out of the car and do the walk, you're done. You're toast. You know, they know at that point. I've never heard of something where you get out and you put one foot in front of the other and you put your finger on your nose and rub your belly or whatever they have you do. And they go, you know what? We were wrong. You aced it. Get back in your car. You're fine. We're not even going to breathalyze you. That was such a straight line. We're impressed. We're going to talk about Paul Pelosi a little bit later, but we do have the DUI dash cam video. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you take a look. he's dressed in quite the dapper ensemble.
Would you expect less from a sexy bon vivant?
Can you go to that New York Post article, Jared, and remind me? It was bon vivant, but there was something else. It was something like a sexy. There was another word that is burned into most people's brains that I want to try to bring back here. But we are talking about student loan debt. Joe Biden's going to announce at 2:15 that he's canceling $10,000 for anyone who makes under less than $125,000 a year. And it changes based off of Pell Grants and other things. Some people will be eligible for $20,000. But my whole point is, I don't think this is going to satisfy the progressives. I don't think this is going to satisfy the AOCs. And it's going to infuriate people who were stupid enough to do the right thing and either pay off their student loan debt or never take student loan debt in the first place. Let's go to the callers here. Adam, you are first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thank you, Grace. I think originally the government was actually backing these loans, these student loans to colleges. So if a college makes a loan, gives someone a grants a loan to them, it's guaranteed by the government. So the college cannot lose. I mean, it is a license for the colleges to basically print money. They had nothing to lose. And now we're saying forgive the loan. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, this is just... I mean, Grace, you said it so many times in your show, and I love your show, but it's like, how can we get stupider and stupider and stupider with this government? It just, it's insane. Maxine Waters was on one of the committees I saw, and this is some time ago, about she didn't even know that the government was backing these loans.
Yeah, that's a great cut, Adam. That is a great cut. I remember that. She was asking all these guys, and she was asking them about student loan debt, and you're right, she was totally flummoxed when they told her that, oh, we haven't had anything to do with those in years. And it was kind of frightening, because you're like, wow, this woman's in a high profile position here. But something Adam just said, I want to elaborate on a little bit, because based on that analysis, the National Taxpayers Union Foundation worked out the average cost of Biden's announcement to $2,085.59 per taxpayer. So it could cost the average taxpayer more than $2,000. Don't worry, though. It's not going to increase inflation. Nothing to worry about there. And one other thing I wanted to talk about here, and stay on the lines because we don't have too much time right now, but we're going to keep taking your calls, is this idea of if you have the opportunity to cancel 10 grand, do you want to do it? And I know what you're thinking. Of course, you know, if everyone else is taking part, and I 100% agree with that. If everyone else is in on this grift and you are, you know, you are eligible, I do not fault people at all for saying, well, we might as well. But there is this article in Fox, and this is not the first time that this has been brought to my attention, that some of this student loan handout plan should strike people as highly suspicious. And one of the lines I really liked from this guy, Brian Paulson, who paid off his student loan debts over 19 and a half years, he said, I find government handouts highly suspicious, and they often come with unforeseen handcuffs. He said, I'd make sure to read the fine print on any loan forgiveness to fully understand all consequences, repercussions, and taxes that may come due in the future. And that's just kind of a heads up to people that, while I don't fault you at all for getting on board the gravy train, maybe take a minute and read the fine print. Never a bad idea. We're going to keep taking your calls. If you just want to vent for a minute, like Adam did, feel free. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Canceling $50,000 of student loan debt is a matter of racial justice. It is a matter of economic justice. It is a matter of generational justice.
I'm sure there's plenty of minority groups that do not want to be saddled with taxes because they have to pay off wealthy white students who are in debt for their gender studies major at some fancy university. That's just one thing. But also, it's more so the issue with this, which I don't have to tell the audience, but What happens when you have a society where there's no accountability, where people now understand that they will not be held responsible for their debts? There will be, you just make things, you totally eliminate the incentive to do the right thing. And we see this in so many aspects of our current society. Look at what's happening with illegal immigrants. There's no incentive to go in the right way, to immigrate legally, when people who are coming in illegally are being put up in $700 a night hotels in New York, and they're given phones and school supplies and everything they want. Then why do you want to be the sucker who's waiting a few years and doing it the right way? That's what you're doing. You're not only eliminating the incentive to do the right thing, but you're making the people who do the right thing feel like fools. And when those people feel like fools, they'll stop doing the right thing. And then you have a society that's a banana republic where no one's following the rules anymore. And that really is what this comes down to. And it's unfortunate. By the way, speaking of illegal aliens, this is just a side note. We're not going to get into this right now because we have a lot of people on the lines. But Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has an awesome op-ed in the New York Post. And he calls out Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, who seems to like to spend more time at nightclubs than actually governing or, you know, doing anything for New York City. And he talks about how, oh, it's so cruel for me to send people on a 30-hour bus trip, but it's not cruel to incentivize people to take these weeks-long treks across these dangerous territories where they're subjected to rape and sometimes murder. That's not cruel. And he just does a really good job of laying out the hypocrisy of these sanctuary cities. So we will get into that in a little bit. But my question for you is, how do you feel about this, about this prospect of eliminating $10,000 in student loan debt? And where is this going to lead us? Jimmy, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, good afternoon, Grace. Like I told you, call screener, I'm just not in favor of the government being in the loan business. I mean, it's like you get involved with these guys, it's like getting involved with a Shylock, and they wind up corrupting everything. I mean, look what happened with that, what was that, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, because they made them start giving loans, more social engineering to people who couldn't qualify for loans otherwise, and you wind up with that fiasco. So they start corrupting this for social engineering, but the government should get, pardon me, but get the hell out of the banking business. And, you know, I think some of the younger generation don't realize those programs didn't always exist. I forget, you'd have to look if it was the 60s or 70s when all this started to come in, when the government got into this bank and loan business. But before that, hey, you had to work hard, either get a scholarship, or if you couldn't go to school, learn a trade. But you got to work for what you got to get in this life, and that's the way it is. The old saying is no free lunch.
Yeah, and another part of this that always seems to take a backseat in this conversation when we talk about accountability, and don't get me wrong, like, you know, Matt Walsh had a really good point. He said, I understand that it's not fair that you got bamboozled into taking out all the student loan debt for a degree that's not going to, you know, make up for it. You're not going to make the money back. And that really is what college used to be. I remember seeing this video. It was like an Instagram video or something, but it stuck with me. The guy said, you used to get this piece of paper that would almost guarantee that you'd be able to not just pay back the college, because college was a lot less expensive, but also that you would have a way better chance at making a lot more money than if you didn't have the piece of paper. And now you're paying so much for this piece of paper and you leave school and there's not only not a guarantee that you'll make more money, but you'll probably not. You'll probably never be able to make as much money as it was to get the piece of paper. So the whole formula is off now. And this brings me back to, what about the schools? What about the universities? What about these fancy colleges that are charging people an absurd amount of money to go there to get a degree in basket weaving? Why aren't they ever held responsible? Why aren't they ever asked to pay their fair share? Or to charge a decent, you know, I hear plenty from AOC, from Elizabeth Warren about the minimum wage, about the price of a croissant at LAX, all these things. But when it comes to what these schools are charging people, I don't hear much. And it's ironic because, of course, Elizabeth Warren made so much money teaching one class at a school that she clearly doesn't have a problem with what they're charging. She wouldn't be able to make $300,000 for teaching one class if they weren't charging kids a burdensome price to go to these schools. So the hypocrisy is just, this entire issue is drenched with hypocrisy, no matter which angle you come at it from. Let's go to Dave. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Grace.
Sure.
So I'm just curious, why isn't the government talking about forgiving trade school debt? Is it because we learned a useful skill and we can pay our own way out? I mean, why doesn't any of the trade schools get a cut of this? And it's easy for the government to spend the money because it's not their money. Ron Paul had an excellent analogy story about Davy Crockett that everybody should listen to. I just find it absurd that, you know, only college kids are getting this.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you on that. And also, I don't know how the math works on this. It seems like a little bit of fuzzy math. And all I could think about, because I saw a tweet from Nina Turner. She's a blue check mark. And she's a progressive Democrat. She said, FYI, student debt cancellation isn't paid for by the taxpayers. The federal government is the lender. It's costlier for the government to hold on to the debt. And all I could think about when I look at this logic, which there is no logic to this, they think that it's, these liberals think that money is just, you know, you print it out, and you spend it, who cares? You know, it grows on trees. There's no consequences for it. We can all get free stuff. And all I could think about was one of my favorite scenes from Seinfeld, which is the write-off scene where Jerry has a stereo and it's giving him a hard time. And Kramer says, oh, I can send it back for you and I'll get you a refund. And then Jerry finds out that he had no plan on sending it back and getting him a refund. He was just going to claim that it got damaged by the post office and pin them with the price of this stereo. Take a listen.
It's a write-off for them.
How is it a write-off?
They just write it off.
Write it off what?
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, I don't.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
We have Kramer right now running the show. I mean, this is the logic that's going into it. It's like, oh, yeah, well, it'll be great. None of us will owe any money. Well, someone's going to owe some money. Someone's got to pay for it, right? No, things should be fine.
By the way, Nina, who funds the government? I'm just curious. Can we get an answer on that?
No more questions. Thank you.
Let's go. Come on, guys.
Keep it moving. 844-500-4242. And Matt Walsh said, there is no such thing as student loan forgiveness. There is only student loan transferral, where the debt is transferred from the person who took out the loan to someone else who did not take out the loan. Yes, you were scammed when you took out your student loans. You got suckered. I would like to add in here, in the words of Ja Rule, you got bamboozled. Okay? He got bamboozled, and now you got bamboozled. Matt Walsh says, you bought a worthless thing for way too much money. That's true. But making someone else pay for your mistakes is a greater injustice. It sucks that you have the debt, but it's your debt, not mine. Well said. Well said by Matt Walsh. Scotia, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Grace. Yeah, excellent point. I wanted to bring up the reason why this student loan thing is coming up so quickly is because of the midterms. $10,000 in a $100,000, $200,000 student loan is a Nancy Pelosi quote, crumbs.
Yes.
But it's a diversion, and it makes all these young millennials go, oh, look how they care. And they think that, you know, that's going to get extra votes. It's a purely, they're weaponizing the student loan debt to get more votes. And the other caller brought up a really great point, and I want to make it quick, but if we're going to forgive anybody's loans, it should be plumbers, doctors, veterinarians, people that really have high loans to give us quality services and keep the economy going. Basket weaving 101 and women's studies, not so much.
Yeah, but Scotia, you know what the issue is plumbers, electricians, people who provide a service, work hard, go home, pay their taxes, those kind of people. The real issue with that, the main reason that they will not be forgiving any sort of loans for them is that they don't vote Democrat. A lot of them vote for Republicans. A lot of them aren't going to vote for Joe Biden. At least they're not going to vote for him again. And so what's the point? If you can't buy the vote, then what's the point? They're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. They're doing this to buy a vote. And something else you said about the millennials being happy about this and saying like, oh, you know, we're distracted by the 10 grand. Don't underestimate these millennials and these Gen Zers, especially. They are nutty. They're not easy to please. They're not easily wowed by things. These are the same folks who show up outside of Starbucks with their feet inside cement blocks because they're upcharging for almond milk. I don't think 10 grand is going to do it. I don't think that's going to cut it for them.
Yeah, and to Scotia's point, the 10,000, 20,000, whatever it is being crumbs, they're going to make that back in interest if they haven't already made this amount in interest when the loans pick up again. So really, they're just making an extra $10,000 or $20,000 off the backs of other people because with the interest, they're going to get that back. So it's just really double taxing the people on their own money.
Yeah, and especially when you promise someone full cancellation, which like some of these Democrats have done. You have Elizabeth Warren. She tweets about it like every day. TikTok. What does she say? She goes, TikTok, Mr. President. It's time to cancel the student loans. It's time.
So we're here today to say, TikTok, TikTok, Mr. President.
Mr. President, it is time to cancel the student loans. You need to do this for the mamas and the babies. And they've been told by Elizabeth Warren that they were going to get the full thing for free. Canceled out. And so 10 grand, you know, it's like, how are you going to keep them down on the farm now that they've seen Paris? It's flowers for Algernon. Forgive me. I haven't dusted off the Elizabeth Warren in quite some time. I do have a feeling it's going to come back in handy, though, because of this whole conversation. Stay on the lines. We're going to get right back to your calls. 844-500-4242. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter. I don't think Jimmy Carter was trying to cancel all this student loan debt, though. I don't think he was trying to saddle other people with the student loan debt of the basket weaving majors from Princeton. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled. The economy tanked and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. And guess what they're saying now? Some analysts are predicting gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the BBB for 22 years. And there's a lot of good to be had here. I know it's uncertain times, but that's when you can really make a lot of money and you can make really good decisions. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994. Or visit them at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. We'll be right back with your calls. 844-500-4242. A lot more to get to in this show. We've got updates from the primaries last night. I don't know if people saw the headline on the New York Post. A geriatric victory for Jerry Nadler. I thought that was pretty clever. I give the Post kudos for that one. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Florida a little bit. And of course, we'll talk about Dr. Fauci. Don't go anywhere. The student loan conversation continues when we come back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Americans are reacting to Biden's student loan handout plan, which I believe he'll be announcing at 2:15 Biden time, which means around 4:30 our time. So we look forward to that. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had your insurance audited? Rizzo saved one of my coworkers over $1,700. I use Rizzo Insurance as well. They're really, really nice, very helpful. So to get your insurance audited, go to RizzoInsurance.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which do you think will be more insufferable? Listening to Meghan Markle's podcast or watching Hillary Clinton's TV show?
All right, so I've done my research, meaning I've listened to 10 seconds of each. One is Meghan Markle's podcast. She has one episode out. I'm sure she was paid like $6 million for one episode. It's pretty whiny, you know, all about her, very narcissistic. Then there's Hillary Clinton, who this is not her first rodeo of these kind of things. How many documentaries have been made about this woman? But this is a twist. This is called Gutsy, and it's her and Chelsea, and they're taking things on the road, and they're interviewing Kim Kardashian and other celebrities about, I don't know, what it means to be a gutsy woman. A gutsy birthing person. I'm sorry. And I will...
Birthing people.
It's tough. It's a tough call. For me, I would actually say that I think the Meghan Markle thing would be more insufferable, and here's why. I think that if I was watching Hillary Clinton, like in the teaser for this documentary thing, she says the gutsiest thing she ever did was stay with Bill Clinton. That is something that I could use on the show. You know, that gives me material. I'm an artist. I'm always looking for things I can use in my program. Meghan Markle, it would just be a waste of my time. So I'm going to say that the former Duchess would be more insufferable for me.
15% of the audience says Meghan Markle. Hillary's TV show in the lead at 85%.
Okay. Well, I would say that we're going to show you a little snippet of each. We will not be doing that. It's a tough day anyway with the student loan stuff. I don't want people to actually tear their hair out of their head. Just a little thing here I wanted to play, Jared, before we wrap this up. Let's do a flashback of Nancy Pelosi in April. I want to play the flashback of Elizabeth Warren when she was confronted in 2020, because this is something that really, it was the first thing that popped up into my head when I think about student loan debt and I think about the people who are getting screwed and the people in this country who keep things moving, who pay their taxes, who do the right thing, and how yet again they're being cast aside here. This is Cut 10.
My daughter's getting out of school. I've saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loan. Am I going to get my money back?
Of course not.
So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us who did the right thing get screwed.
No, it's not even like that.
Of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter's worksheet is 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
I appreciate
that.
I like the line, you're laughing at her, because that's what it feels like. When you pay something in full and then everyone else is going to get a break from old Joe on his day off of vacation, yeah, you're being laughed at. And it's not just us that are getting a nice break or the people who have student loan debt. It's also Ukraine's getting a couple more billions sent their way, because why not? Joe Biden's like, if I'm in the office on Wednesday, I might as well send out all the checks at once. When we come back, we're talking to Libby Emmons about all of this and Dr. Fauci's take on the lockdowns. Don't go anywhere.